Well, I haven't had any psychosis in 6 years, so it's been a while. But back about 1990, I walked down the street and went into a bar on George Street. And as soon as I entered, things just became really wild. It was actually, in hindsight, as if I had physically walked into a dream. I saw everybody with Scaramouche masks on, and they were all talking South African, and it just went from there into extreme unconventional behavior. I just had to navigate through this. I was very uncertain, actually, and I was quite disorientated. But somebody comes up to you and they've got a big 18-inch nose and enormous eyes and an animal's mouth, and says, "How are you going, mate?" "Well, what can you do?" You just look at them and say, "Well, I'm doing fine. How are you? Are you all right?" "Oh, that's good. That's good. What's it like in the animal kingdom?" And you just, I have gotten into a lot of trouble in bars and pubs because I have said the wrong thing to people, because I have seen them in an entirely different light, and I have responded to them as if they were actually there. And
You almost make it sound like it's good fun. Is there a heaven inside this hell?
There is an amazing, because it's amazingly addictive to find such an unconventional world happening around you. It is really very strange and very perplexing, but at the same time very addictive and very refreshing.
It sounds like it's a very inspiring state to be in.
It is, but it can be black sometimes and dark. You can actually come across things like evil and demonic possession and all sort of fearful and terrible, terrible emotions and ideas.